The quiet constant. Why market momentum ignores the noise.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
We often assume politics drives the market's daily performance. But since 1950, over 75 years ago, the data suggests that the market plays its own song, driven more by global energy, technology, innovation, and corporate earnings than by daily news cycles. If you look past the news cycle and focus on the data, a different story emerges. The US economy isn't a plane with a single pilot. It's a massive decentralized system, one fueled by science, technology, and global demand that largely moves independent of politics. Take the 1970s. We remember the era for its political upheaval ending in the only presidential resignation in US history. But while the headlines were focused on Watergate, the markets were reacting to something much larger and completely nonpartisan, the global energy. When the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled from 839 in 1970 to 616 in 1974, it wasn't just due to the politics of the time. It was a systematic shock of the 1973 oil embargo. It was an energy crisis that would have hit any administration, red or blue. Nixon's political situation at the time just made the impact worse. Fast forward to 2009. Barack Obama takes office in the middle of a once-in-a-generation financial crisis. Over the next 8 years, we saw one of the longest bull markets in history. The Dow climbed from under 9,000 to nearly 20,000. Was that a victory for a specific platform? The data suggests it goes beyond that. A global recovery, historical low interest rate from an independent Fed, a massive technological leap in the private sector. The economy didn't wait for a political consensus. It followed a trajectory of innovation and mirrored global trends. If we zoom out even further, the red versus blue debate starts to look even less relevant to your portfolio. Since 1950, we have seen 14 different presidents, perfectly split, 7 Republicans, 7 Democrats. During the Republican years, the Dow rose a combined 307%. During the Democratic years, 347%. In the world of finance, that's a remarkably narrow margin. It's just that over the last 75 years, the market's average annual growth of 8.5%, as we sit here in April 2026, with the Dow trending near 49,000, we are once again in a period of intense polarization. And yet, the index continues to find new highs. It's a reminder that while politics provides the drama, the economy provides the direction. The red versus blue divide makes for compelling television, but the market's long-term climb is a testament to an economic engine that keeps running. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.